Welcome to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, a real estate investment program. Listen and learn how to use real estate to build wealth and passive income streams for you and your family. We bring you experts every day to discuss and answer your questions on everything from single-family homes all the way up to 600-plus unit apartment complexes. And now, the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. On today's show, I've got some great information for you. You know, last night, we had one of our Lifestyles Unlimited case studies. Now, for those of you that are new to the show that maybe don't understand what a Lifestyles Unlimited case study is, let me just break it down for you. We had three of our members virtually present information about real estate deals that they have completed. And in doing so, they helped to educate the rest of the membership. And there were just tons of people on the case study last night because it's great information. It's also really neat to be able to watch my fellow members getting ahead and doing the things that they need to do to get them on the path to retirement in 5 years or less, to get them away from focusing on stuffing money into their 401k or their IRA, or hoping to maintain a job with an employer that may still provide a pension. Yeah, really cool stuff. And I'll tell you what, I learned my lesson too. You're thinking, okay, what is that about? Well, the last time I did one of these case study reports to you, I tried to cram everything in. Now, you got to remember, case study takes more time to accomplish than it takes for this radio show to play. And what I was trying to do in previous episodes was I was trying to give you all the information. And I realized that maybe I was just going too fast and just flooding your minds with info. So I've decided to take a step back and I'm going to slow down. What that means is that I'm not going to get to everything tonight. And if you want to get everything that's presented at a case study, shoot me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal. Let me back up. It's not that askal. It is just, well, you know where I'm going. askal@luinc.com. So let's get into it today. You know, the first presenter we had last night was Thomas. And I'll tell you what, this guy was just fired up. I mean, he was so excited to present the deal that he had accomplished. Now, this is, as far as I understood, this was his very first endeavor into real estate. This is the first property that he acquired as a Lifestyles Unlimited member, and he gave us feedback on how it went. Now, let me just tell you a little bit about Thomas. He's married to Judy, and they've been married for a very long time. They have four beautiful kids. And these kids, well, they're not really kids. They're kind of up there in age. Now, they're not adults from what I can tell. Or maybe they are. I don't know. But, you know, when you have a family of four, that's a lot of people to be responsible for. It really is. Now, let me just tell you some more about them. Thomas, he does IT work. And, you know, he works for a title company, which, you know, is kind of interesting because he's around real estate transactions all the time. But just being around real estate transactions didn't give him the information that he needed in order to successfully pursue real estate investing. Now, Judy, she's got the hardest job of all. She is a stay-at-home mom, a homemaker, if you will. And I'll tell you what, that is a very difficult job that gets absolutely no pay. So what am I getting at? Well, they are a single income household. Now, there are a lot of you out there that are dual income households that are, you know, probably thinking, wow, how do they get by? Because a lot of you just get by with two incomes. Now, this is a family of six that has a singular income. So, you know, the available money isn't always there. Now, I'm not saying that Thomas doesn't make any good money. I'm not saying that. What I'm pointing out is this. As a single income household, that's it. They've just got one income. But they also had money put aside to invest. And, you know, we asked them, how did you guys find us? How did you find out about Lifestyles Unlimited? And Thomas said he has a friend that he was talking to one day, and he was trying to figure out how his friend was able to go on vacation and do all of these things that Thomas and Judy found impossible. And you know what his friend said? He said, well, I'm a member of Lifestyles Unlimited. Yeah. And he said, what's that? A swingers club? No, we're not a swingers club. But his friend went on to tell him that he had been investing in single family properties. I think Thomas mentioned that at that time, this friend was on their seventh property. And that friend went on to tell them that by investing in those single family properties, it was a huge game changer in their life. It was making available to that particular family all of the things that they found necessary in order to live a quality of life and to get them on the road to retirement. And you know what Thomas said? He says, I want a piece of that. So he came to Lifestyles Unlimited. I mean, he checked out one of our free workshops and he joined. And he got started. And last night, he was just beaming from ear to ear about the success of this particular property that he took down. Now, this particular property, it needed some work. It did. It is a three-bedroom, one-bath, no car garage property. You know, we try and find three-bedroom, two-bath, two-car garages. You know, that's the perfect property for us. But that doesn't mean that this property would not work well for Thomas and Judy. As a matter of fact, it did extremely well. When we come back from the break, I'm going to give you the breakdown of what the property looked like when they acquired it, what the property looked like after they finished renovating the property and put a quality resident in that property. And then I'm going to break down the five different ways they made money on this real estate deal. Stick around. It's going to get fun.
Del Wamsley talks about positive cash flow tax-free.
I bought one little rent house. So a month later, I bought three more. Now I started receiving even more positive cash flow. $880 a month positive cash flow after just 2 months. This cash flow was tax-free because of the way I did it. Because if you know how to do it the right way, you won't pay taxes on that.
Give yourself a raise tax-free. Find out how at Lifestyles Unlimited's live online free workshop. Register today at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Now, let's get back to your map to financial freedom.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about a property that Thomas and Judy acquired earlier this year. And by the way, they did all this during the entire coronavirus lockdown. So, you know, coronavirus is not stopping our members from pursuing their financial dreams. It really isn't. But let me talk about this property a little bit. Now, curb appeal, not so great when they took it over. As a matter of fact, they needed to do several things to the exterior of the property. They needed to, clean it up a little bit. That kind of ugly yellow paint that was on the property, that needed to go away and be replaced with a much more appealing color scheme, which they did. They went ahead on the inside and did a lot of work in there too, because when you walked into this property, according to Thomas, it didn't smell very good because there was a lot of carpet throughout the property, and that carpeting had been there for well past its usable lifespan. So all that carpeting had to go. It all had to be taken out. And what they did is they repainted the interior. They put in nice nice ceiling fans in all of the common rooms. They decided to go with a carpet for the flooring, which is totally fine. And in the kitchen, they needed to do a lot of work. I mean, the appliances were dated. They needed to go. The countertops needed to be resurfaced. The cabinets themselves were in pretty decent shape, so they were able to just kind of refinish those cabinets. And, you know, with a nice coat of paint, they really made that kitchen pop. And of course, with the new appliances, it looks really, really beautiful. In the bathroom, well, that was a complete tear out and replace. I mean, when you saw the pictures of the existing bath, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is, yuck, this has been here way too long. I mean, and had different colors for the sink pedestal. I won't get into it, but basically they just had to rip out the entire bathroom and rebuild it from scratch. And I'll tell you what, it looks absolutely inviting when they got done with it. Now, what I really want to do is I want to tell you about the five ways they're making money on this particular property. They were able to buy this property for $57,000. Well, mainly because it had a lot of deferred maintenance. You know, the previous owner didn't take care of the property. It's just the way it is. And one of the things that they figured out as they were analyzing this property is that it had a potential for a value of $133,000. That's right. They, based on their analysis, they determined that similar properties in that general area of Houston, when all fixed up, were selling for $133,000. And they actually got an appraisal for $133,000 on this particular property. So what does all that mean? Well, it means that they started with an initial equity in this property of $76,000. Now, of course, they are going to have to fix things, which they did in order to get that higher value, that $133,000 value. And they spent about $33,500 on the rehab. This was a fairly expensive rehab because of all the things that were wrong with the property. And because they used hard money and because they used conventional financing on the back end, they had two closings that they paid for, and there were some holding costs along the way. But their total closing costs expenses came up to be about $10,700. So the net equity in the property was $31,655. That is a really cool number. Now, here's where it gets even better. Their cash out of pocket to do this deal was $15,411. That's right. Only $15,411. So their return on their capital gain, that's when you take the net equity and you divide it by the cash out of pocket, their return was 205%. Now, they were able to get a good rent for this property. They're getting $1,250 a month, which annualized works out to be about $15,000 in rental income coming in. Now, after they pay their associated expenses with this property, and keep in mind, they really don't have any maintenance costs because they fixed everything that could go wrong in this property. That's the Lifestyles Unlimited model. That's how we do business. That's how we teach our members how to do business. Their net cash flow, $496 per month. That works out to be just under $6,000 a year in cash flow that they're able to use to, you know, offset their bills or go on vacation, whatever they want to do with that money. It's their money. That's the money that comes off of this property. So their cash on cash return, which is calculated based on their annual cash flow divided by their cash out of pocket, which remember was only $15,411, 39%. 39%. You know, we asked Thomas, have you ever received returns like 39% investing in your 401k? And he said, nope, not even close. Not even in the ballpark. But there are some additional ways they're making money on this property. And let's talk about those ways right now. they're receiving tax advantages. They are, because the IRS allows you to depreciate the value of that property, and they are basically taking that $133,000 value that they received an appraisal on, and they are depreciating that value over 27 and a half years in accordance with IRS rules and guidelines. So what does that mean? It means this: of that $6,000 in annual income that they'll receive on this property, they're able to write off over $4,800 a month, or excuse me, per year in depreciation expenses. And as a result of that, their tax liability on the cash gains on this property are calculated against about an $1,100 per year amount. So they're only paying taxes on $1,100, even though they're making almost $6,000 per year. Now, let's talk about future value. This property, let's say they held it for 3 years, and let's say property is appreciating about 5% per year. At the end of 3 years, that property will go up in value by about $21,000, which means that the projected future value at the end of 3 years should be in the neighborhood of around $154,000. Yeah, pretty cool stuff. Now, at the end of 3 years, they can make a decision. They could either sell the property or they could do a cash out refinance. If they chose to sell the property, they would look at a potential equity at sale of about $53,500. Now, if you take the cost of sale off of that, they're going to realize an adjusted capital gain of about $49,000. And with that $49,000, they can go out and buy additional properties. And if they do a 1031 exchange, they're going to eliminate the need to pay taxes upon that sale. They'll be able to defer those things. When we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the next deal, and you're going to be amazed. We'll be back right after this.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show will change your life. We will teach you how to create wealth and passive income so you can be financially free. And now, back to your host.
Welcome back to the show. So in the first half of the show, I was describing to you a deal that Thomas and Judy put together in the greater Houston market that is returning five different ways. I mean, there's no other way to describe it. This investment will provide for them in five different ways. I mean, they got a great return on capital gain. I mean, they captured $31,655 in capital gains. That is equity that is built into this property, that when they get to a future point, they can either sell the property or they can refinance the property. And if you're wondering what that looks like, well, there's a couple of things. And I mentioned it in the last segment, but I think it's important to readdress it. Let's say they have a three-year holding strategy, that they want to do something at 3 years, and maybe that's sell the property, or maybe that's do a cash out refinance of the property. Now, depending on which path they choose to go by, that's going to dictate what they do maybe in that three-year period. Now, this property, it will appreciate over time. Real estate has the potential to appreciate and double in value every 10 to 20 years. And I'm taking a very conservative approach. I'm assuming that maybe they obtain about a 5% appreciation rate. Yeah, and that would put them in line with, you know, the property doubling in value in the next 20 years. So in the first year, that property has the potential to go up by about $6,650. In the second year, it has the potential to go up by just shy of $7,000. And in year three, that number jumps to about $7,330. Now, all of that accumulated depreciation is added, and that's, by the way, that's about $21,000 in future value that's added to the equity that they have in the property based on the fact that they did things the right way. And as a result of that, that future value could be about $154,000 in 3 years' time. Now, let's say they choose to sell the property. They can sell that property and use a 1031 exchange and defer any tax liability for capital gains and any depreciation expense that they take, and they can push that tax onto the follow-on properties. They can buy multiple properties coming out of this particular deal. Or they could do a cash-out refinance. Maybe they decide that at the end of 3 years, they really like this property. They like the fact that it's pushing out, you know, potentially $6,000 a year or more in cash flow at the third year. And maybe they decide to go in and tap into that equity. So what does that look like? Well, it looks like this. Assuming that the property is also getting principal pay down, and that's not an assumption, that's a real thing. I mean, every month when you make that mortgage payment, a portion of that payment goes towards interest and the rest of it goes towards principal. So I just made some assumptions and I said, let's just assume that they took out an 80% loan at the $133,000 value. They are receiving about $6,000 in principal pay down over that 3 year period. So their remaining loan balance should be just around $100,000. So if they have $100,000 that they own the property and they sell it for $154,000, their equity at sale should be about $53,500. And assuming a cost of sale of about 8%, that pays for your title insurance, that pays for your real estate commissions, and that pays for any other incidental expenses that may show up, they're going to have about $49,000 left over. And what are they going to do with that money? Well, they're going to go out and they're going to buy more property. Yeah. And let's just assume they're able to spend, I don't know, $20,000 on each replacement property in 3 years because they were able to do it for $15,000 just last month. They have the potential, if they add a little extra money, to pick up three properties. So they would trade one property for three properties. And, you know, think about it. Those three properties have the potential to do the exact same thing that this property did. Now, let's say they like this property. They want to keep it for whatever reason. They decide at the three-year mark they want to refinance that property. No problem. Based on that $154,000 future value in 3 years, they can refinance that property and put about $123,000 loan on that property at an 80% loan-to-value rate, and they can take out about $23,000 in cash. And by the way, there's no tax due on that $23,000 because all they're doing is restructuring debt. They are not selling the property. And the only time that capital gains comes into play, or depreciation recapture for that matter, is if you actually sell the property. So, you know, what they may decide to do is take that $22,000 out of that property, and they may decide to just buy one other property. I mean, they've got choices. They've got a lot of choices. And I'll tell you what, they're really focused because they are looking towards acquiring more single family properties. And Thomas has on his radar the plan to retire from corporate America. He does. And I'll tell you what, he is well on his way. So when Thomas was done presenting, Pam and Sean came on. And they are a beautiful family. They really are. They've got three kids and, you know, they're younger. Okay. They're not old like me. I think Sean is in his 30s maybe. Yeah. So these are people that are changing their life using real estate. Now, I happen to know that Sean is a CPA. That's what he does for a living. And the reason I know this is because I've had him on this radio show before wearing his CPA hat. And, you know, he gave us a lot of great advice. But last night, he was presenting a property that he and Pam acquired. Now, they live up in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. The property that they presented last night was down in Houston. Yeah, you know,
And we said, aren't you worried about being, you know, like 5 hours drive away from your property? And he said, nope, not even in the slightest, because we have been properly trained on how to invest in real estate. We've been properly trained on how to cultivate our teams and to build those teams. We don't need to be there. Yeah, I mean, that's just the way it is. So this particular property that they presented last night is a 3-bedroom, 2-bath, 2-car garage property. And it's in a very nice neighborhood in Houston, Texas. And when they presented the before photos, the property was, it was kind of dated. You could tell somebody lived there for a while and they did some repairs to the property, but it, you know, they were trying to get it ready for sale, but they never quite got to, you know, painting and things like that. There was carpeting throughout this particular property, which needed to go. So what they did was they came in, they repainted the entire interior of the property. They put in vinyl plank flooring, which looks exactly like hardwood flooring. And I'll tell you what, this property just pops on the interior. Now the kitchen, they actually did pretty good on the kitchen, because the person that owned it prior to them had actually did a pretty good job of maintaining this kitchen. They had actually put in new appliances, and those appliances were in great shape. So what Pam and Sean were able to do was kind of repaint the kitchen, because it was very dark. The paintable surfaces in that kitchen were very, very dark, and it made the kitchen look very dingy. So they put a light color on the walls. They put a beautiful black backsplash around the entire property, around the entire kitchen. And I'll tell you what, this thing looks absolutely wonderful. They replaced all the flooring in there, because the flooring that was in there, that needed to go. And I'll tell you what, it looks great. The bathrooms, they had to do the same similar approach. They basically had to do, well, what Thomas did, which is kind of rip everything out and restart. And when we come back from the break, I'm going to get into the details about the numbers and the 5 ways they're making money right after this.
Here's Lifestyles Unlimited founder and CEO, self-made multimillionaire, and national radio host, Del Wamsley, on getting the information you need to get through this.
So you ask yourself, isn't this the wrong time to get out of the stock market? Very well could be. But maybe it might go down. And then you ask yourself, man, if I would have had some of that money, I could have used it. People are going to be afraid. And the people who are in real estate that are losing money are going to be afraid. And they're going to want to get out. And when they do, we're going to be able to go in and buy at very advantageous prices that are going to change our family's future, quite honestly. So you need information on how to do that. You need the knowledge of how to get through this. You need to get into Lifestyles right now.
Lifestyles Unlimited has been helping people succeed since 1990. Join us for our free online real estate workshop and learn the 7 principles we teach to run our businesses and provide for our families. Register at LifestylesUnlimitedWorkshop.com.
Welcome back to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. It's time to turn up the volume and fine-tune your passive income plan so you can create the lifestyle you've always wanted.
Welcome back to the show. So we're talking about Pam and Sean, and this is the third property that they put together as a husband and wife team, trying to diversify all of their investments by bringing real estate into the fold. Now, I happen to know that Sean is a fairly high net worth individual. He's a CPA by trade, and he's really good at what he does. And here's the thing. Even though he's a CPA, and even though he could sit down and do spreadsheet after spreadsheet and talk to you about how real estate can do this and that and the other thing for your overall financial health, he needed Lifestyles Unlimited to teach him how to actually invest. See, they don't teach you that at CPA school. They don't. They don't teach you how to go out and find properties like the one I'm describing to you today, and how to turn that ugly duckling into a beautiful swan that people want to live in. Now, this particular property that they took down in Houston, Texas, and if you missed it, they live all the way up in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And, you know, they didn't have any problems buying a property that needed a lot of work in the Houston market. And the reason they did it is because this particular property was positioned to give them the returns that they were looking for. Now, this property, it needed a lot of work too. I kind of talked about, you know, what the inside looked like before and what it looked like after. Well, the after is it looks absolutely amazing. I mean, you would not know that this property is 30 years old. You wouldn't know it. You absolutely wouldn't know it. You know, the backyard, man, that backyard is huge. This thing has got a huge backyard. You know, for residents with kids, what a great, safe place for them to play. Now, in that backyard, one of the things they had to do, they had to get rid of this old rusty metal shed. This thing was like 10 by 16, and it was just an absolute eyesore that the previous owner had in place. They said, it's got to go. They took it out, and I'll tell you what, the backyard is just a kid's paradise. It's got big trees and things like that. Just a nice place for somebody to call their home. One of the other things that they did was they stayed focused on their game plan. They didn't deviate. They knew exactly what they needed to accomplish in order to make this property pop. And where they learned that from, they learned it from us at Lifestyles Unlimited, believe it or not. Now, let's get into the five ways they're making money on this particular real estate deal. Now, they were able to buy this property for $120,000, and they were able to get it for $120,000 because it needed all of the work that I've described. Properties in that particular neighborhood, when all fixed up, have been selling for about $173,000. As a matter of fact, they received an appraisal in that amount for $173,000 on this property once all was said and done. So what does that mean? Well, it means based on what the future value of that property was compared to what they bought it for, there was about a $53,000 equity that they were able to work with. Now, it took about $32,000 for them to do all the renovations. Their closing costs came in just under $10,000. So their net equity, after all was said and done, was about $11,400. Yeah. Now get this. Guess how much money out of pocket they had to fork over to do this deal? You guessing? $6,292. That's right. $6,300. That was their final out of pocket expense to do this particular property. And that's what made this property so dang attractive to them, was the fact that they were able to get into this property. They were able to achieve a return on their capital gains of 181%. Now, remember, that return on capital gains is calculated based on that net equity of $11,400 divided by their actual cash out of pocket, which was about $6,300, that returned that 181% return on capital gain. Now, this particular property, they have a great resident in the property that is paying $1,500 a month for this property. That translates into $18,000 per year in rental income. Their cash flow after they make their mortgage payments, now remember, they don't need to calculate an expense for maintenance because they went into this property and they fixed everything that could go wrong or had the potential to go wrong or absolutely was already wrong in the next 5 years. So their actual cash flow turns out to be about $377 a month, which translates into $4,524 per year. That gives them a return, a cash on cash return of 72%. That's right. You heard me correctly. Yeah, I mean, the fact that they're receiving $4,524 a year in rents for this property, based on the fact they put $6,300 into the property, 72% return on their investment. And now you're starting to understand why Pam and Sean went after this property, because when they did the analysis, they realized real fast that based on what the appraised value of that property had the potential to be, what they knew they could buy the property for, and, you know, doing the analysis of what it would take to renovate that property, they knew that their cash out of pocket was going to be very, very low. And that was super exciting, especially to a CPA like Sean. I mean, you don't see 72% cash and cash returns all the time. And trust me, this guy looks at people's returns for their investments for a living. So, you know what? Good student. He actually learned how to do this stuff. Now let's talk about the five ways they're making money in real estate. We already talked about the cash on cash return. We talked about the equity capture and the return on that capital gain. But let's talk about what that property is doing in the form of tax liability. They are receiving it's $4,524 a year in net rental income. They're able to depreciate the property following IRS schedules at across a 27 and a half year schedule, because that's what the IRS says. You can depreciate residential income producing properties like this for. Their depreciation expense, $6,291. That means they have a tax liability of, get this, a negative $1,767, and they can use that negative tax liability to offset other liability, can't say that word, that they may have in other types of investments. And I'll tell you what, as a CPA, that was very, very interesting to Sean. Now, I sat down and I said, okay, let's estimate that they have a 3-year hold on this particular property. Let's say that at the end of 3 years, they're going to do one of two things. They're either going to sell the property and take the profits out, maybe do a 1031 tax exchange and do other properties, or maybe they'll just do a cash out refinance on that particular property and avoid taxes altogether. Because when you do a refinance on the property, the IRS doesn't care because there is no transfer of title. That's what triggers capital gains taxes. So in year one, now again, I'm using a 5% growth rate. That's what I'm using. I'm assuming this property has the potential to double in value in the next 20 years. So that means that every year it should go up potentially 5%. They would obtain about $8,650 in increased value on this property in year one. In year two, it goes up to be about $9,083. Year three, $9,537. So what does that mean? Well, at the end of 3 years, that property has potential to increase in value over $27,000. And that gives that property a projected future value in 3 years of about $200,000. Now, if they had decided to sell the property, you know, oh, I forgot to mention principal pay down, because they're going to get about $7,500 over that 3 years in principal pay down, which is going to reduce their loan balance. So if they sold the property 3 years, they would have an equity at sale of about $69,000. And when you take the cost of sale off of that, they're still looking at just about $64,000 in profit that they can use to buy additional real estate with. Let's say they decide, we don't want to sell it. We love this property. It's a great property. We want to retain it. Okay, so they just do a cash out refinance at 80% of the new value. That works out to be about $160,000 in a new loan. And they would take about $29,300 out in that cash out refinance. So what I'm getting at, folks, is that these are people that have made a significant difference in their life by coming to Lifestyles Unlimited and learning the proper way to invest in real estate. And then once they obtain that education and they find that mentor and they build that team, they get to work changing the path that they're on. And you can do the exact same thing. Now, if you want to get started, all you need to do is go to freeworkshoplivestream.com. That's freeworkshoplivestream.com. And remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
Listening to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. Join us next time. And until then, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.